I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Welcome back to Canine Critique.
We're back. We're in the doghouse.
We're in the doghouse, and it's going to be a dog year. Dog year-versary, I think.
How many dog years is this?
I think it's dog year five or six.
Five.
I'll have to take a peek, see.
It is dog year five.
Happy fifth dog year, John.
I'm going to do this the whole time.
We're 5 dog years old.
Yep.
What would you say if you were five years old listening to this podcast, John? Would you say...
this makes me uncomfortable.
It's been rough. Throw me a bone here, John.
I hate you.
I said these jokes plenty of times. You can't hate it still, can you? After all these years.
This is offensive to New Zealanders, I feel.
Okay. Well,
here we are. We're back. It's been rough.
Oh, there it is. There you go. Well, welcome back to Canine Critique, where we watch review dog movies.
We're here.
So you don't have to. Let's think. There are... Yeah, we didn't watch one this week because it's our dog year-versary, in case you didn't get that from the little bit we just did.
Normally, sometimes we'll do an Air Bud, but this time we couldn't fit it into our schedules.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day. Yeah, this will come out to memorialize veterans. That's Veterans Day.
That's Veterans Day.
What is Memorial Day to memorialize?
Memorials. Like grave sites, cemeteries, that sort of stuff.
Is that? Oh.
Go drive past a cemetery on Memorial Day and see all the flowers. It's kind of nice.
Okay.
Yep.
You know what's crazy? So my dad's mom is from Germany.
Yeah.
And she moved to America and learned English through Sesame Street or whatever. Had my dad in New York, and then one thing led to another, and here I am, you know, doing this podcast.
Whatever. Yeah.
But the other week, probably the other month, I was talking to him, and I mean, he's big into kind of like family history, and he's like, here's something crazy. My mom's mom.
Like your...
My dad's mom's grandma.
So your great-great-grandma.
My great-great-grandmother. She moved from Germany, or maybe it was great-great-great.
I think it was three greats.
In the 1800s, this ancestor of my German grandma moved to Utah from Germany, died here in like early 1900s, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe 70s, actually. I don't know. I should go find the gravesite because I live like 5 minutes from where she's buried.
Holy cow.
We just didn't know until like the other month. My dad told me about it. And I'm like,
wow,
wild. Just 5 minutes from where I live, my ancestor is buried without me even knowing. Just here in Utah.
That's interesting, dude.
Yeah. Pretty cray cray.
That is pretty cray cray.
Yeah, dude.
Wow, wow, wow.
What's your family history story, huh? You got a British grandpa. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. My grandma's from Ireland.
Oh.
They met.
Does she like potatoes?
Came from over the pond.
And your wife loves potatoes.
Do you like potatoes, John? Everybody loves potatoes.
An Idahoan or an Irish person.
No, I bet you do. When you order a burger, do you like your fries?
I went to McDonald's on the way here and I got fresh fries.
Yeah.
Nothing's better.
And those fries were made in Idaho. You said nothing's better, so you love Idaho potatoes.
No, I'm saying nothing's better than someone from Idaho loving a... Only they can love a potato.
The way they love potatoes.
The way that one should love a potato. I'll never know.
One of these days, I'm going to go take a trip to the Potato Museum. I think it's in Blackfoot, Idaho.
Oh, great.
They got a big old potato out front that I think they haul to like parades and stuff.
I saw in Idaho...
It's not a real potato, but it's cool.
It was a candy at a gas station today. This was earlier today. I was at a Chevron. And there's a candy. I can't remember what it's called. But it's like the candy that made Idaho famous. And it's like a candy and it's like a chocolate or truffle, like in the shape of a potato. I didn't get it.
Why do they?
I don't know.
Why is it in the shape of a potato? I thought.
Because Idaho's famous for potatoes.
Is Idaho famous? No, Idaho's the gem state. It's not the potato state.
I've never heard of it referred to as the gem state.
Well, that's what it is.
Good for Idaho.
Yep.
Idaho?
You are.
Idaho.
No. Freaking John. Is that a new sweater? I've never seen that before. It looks nice.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like the dentist, so it's not that great.
Oh my gosh. Well, we just got off the phone with your good buddy, Zach.
Yes.
A longtime listener.
Shouting him out.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout to Zach.
He's been
slowly churning through the episodes. Mm-hmm. I just want to say thank you, Zach, for listening and for leaving your 4-star review like we asked. We just need one more person to leave a 4-star review now.
Yeah, what a real legend.
He said he left his review on Spotify.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works. And if there are more reviews on Spotify, let us know what they say. Because I don't know where to find them.
They're like, you suck. This reminds me. So I used to write for a blog called The Nerd with 2 D's. My friend Sean over there, he runs it. It's a very good blog. I like all the info that's coming out of there. Go give it a check. Check it out. But I got a text from him earlier today. I won't use this guy's name. But he says, do you know a Howard? I'm just going to say Howard. That's not the guy's name. He's like, do you know a Howard? And I said, I do not. At least not off the top of my head. Why? And then Sean goes, some random guy sent a message to the Nerd's Instagram saying something along the lines of, John Lauer, you know nothing about DC Comics, and that's a fact. I assumed it was a buddy of yours messing around. It's been blocked. I'm assuming it was some troll.
What?
I like lost my mind. I'm like, hate mail. Yes, I'm internet famous. Hate mail.
You know nothing about DC Comics, John.
I don't know.
I guess your credentials.
Go read all my blog posts.
Yeah.
I used to write like every week, every other week I'd have an article coming out, but I've taken a break. But definitely go to The Nerd.
The Nerd 2Ds?
The Nerd with 2Ds, yeah.
I can't find it.
TheNerd.com? Or are you on Instagram?
All right, TheNerd.com. Let's see. I'm going to go to...
if you go to authors, you can find John Lauer.
All right, authors and team. John Lauer, first one that comes up. I'm just gonna go through and pick one, and I'm going to read a little bit of some... Do I have your permission to read some of your...
Sure, go for it. The best article Why Spider-Man is So Relatable. If you type that into Google, it's the first response.
Really?
If you type, why is Spider-Man so relatable?
Let's see. Why is Spider-Man so relatable? Google search. All right.
First one. Boom.
First one.
It's John Lauer. Right. It's like the answer.
That's not what I'm going to read, though.
Okay.
Because I got to find a DC one and figure out why you don't know anything about DC. And I think I'm going to figure it out, John.
Why do you think you figured it out?
No, here it is. It's got to be this one. The 10 best teams in DC Comics.
Teams?
Yeah, okay. Let's see if we agree with John Lauer. The Justice League. That comes in right at number 10.
I don't think you can name more than 10 teams.
Oh, I can name 10 right here.
No. I bet you couldn't name more than 5 without looking at the list.
More than 5?
Yeah.
Okay, is that including or not including Justice League?
You can include the Justice
League. All right, I'm going to go Justice League. And then there's Teen Titans, right? And then there's the, whatchamacallit. What's the name of the court of the bad guys? What are they called? Not the Sinister Six. Why am I getting Spider-Man stuck in my brain? I thought I could do this going into this. Does Team Flash count?
I'm going to say no.
Oh. Well, let's see. DC Comics. Does that count as the Watchmen people? Are they a team?
You want to count? Okay.
What's the?
I think technically they're the Minutemen.
The Minutemen is technically the team. Yep, I guess I can. Let's see what we have.
Suicide Squad.
Oh, Suicide Squad. Here we go with a picture of the Justice League. Do you even know
what the
Suicide
Squad is?
Oh, I see it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm figuring it out now. Justice League, Suicide Squad, Birds of Prey, The Outsiders, Teen Titans, Justice League again, just kidding,
Justice League Dark,
The Doom Patrol, Titans, The Justice Society of America, Young Justice. You know what's interesting about these 10 best teams of the Justice League, right, is that they're all just different Justice League people, and maybe that's
not
why
Suicide
I'm so confused.
Squad.
Because there's Young Justice, Dark Justice, Justice Society, Justice This, Justice League Dark.
Justice League Dark is all like the magic. It's like Constantine and Zatanna and Swamp Thing and Dead Man.
But you're right, John.
It's all the ghosts.
You got me. I couldn't name more than two.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't know anything about DC, and that's a fact.
And that's a fact. Here, let's read a little excerpt from the most recent one.
The Superman Family?
Yes. You ready?
I did this from Sean's birthday.
This is about...
Came out of retirement.
Superboy. Jonathan? Really?
That's his name.
Was born into Lois and Clark during Convergence, when many DC universes were colliding together. For a while, John had no idea the identity of his father, for that he too was half Kryptonian. Was he half or was he a quarter Kryptonian? Oh no, he was half, huh? It was not until an inter-gang encounter that he learned the truth about his powers. Aww, and then Jor-El, and he's cute. Sounds like a good time. Go hit up the nerd, and then you get there, the top left one says, "Welcome to the nerd." Scroll down the authors and team, and John Lauer's the first one.
Or read the other ones.
And then you... Well, I'm plugging you because you're the host of this podcast.
One just came out today that was 5 reasons you should watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
I think you only need one. It's good.
Okay.
Go watch
some
it.
People want a bit more.
Yeah. Maybe you should... If I wrote a blog post called 5 Reasons Why You Should Watch Star Wars Rebels, would you watch it, John?
No.
Why not? How many reasons
I've already made my decision.
13 reasons why? Should I give you 13 reasons why you should watch Rebels?
I don't take suggestions well.
I noticed.
Yep.
What a good awkward conversation.
That's why we'll never watch Moana.
You were watching it, whether you like it or not.
Well, if we want to watch it, you can't play Animal Crossing for 48 minutes every time I come over.
Oh my gosh.
For 48 hours.
It was not that long.
You're right, it was 24 hours.
Anyway, Animal Crossing's great. Check it out. It's a good game. I just got a 5-star island. And you don't even know what that means, but my island's got 5 stars.
That would be cool if anyone cared.
There's lots of people that care, John. You're just a hater. I think you just hate. You're just hating on all this.
Just the dumb mainstream things.
Animal Crossing's not mainstream.
Animal Crossing's the most mainstream Nintendo game right now.
Right now, because of quarantine. But I've been playing it since... As long as I can... I think it's pretty universally agreed upon
that it's a staple in the Nintendo community. It's not like Zelda or Mario. It's not like... Because, you know, it's like in Marvel, there's like Hulk, Spider-Man, X-Men. Those were like the big ones. And then like Captain America. This is like the Captain America or the Iron Man of the Nintendo. It's like the B-list game.
I think this is like a Guardians of the Galaxy of Nintendo.
What's the B-list Nintendo games then?
I'm saying like...
Star Fox?
Earthbound.
Earthbound.
Like the NES
games. I know what Earthbound is.
Do you need to explain what?
I know what Earthbound is. I feel like it's like Zelda, Mario, Donkey Kong.
A-list, it's, yeah, Zelda, Mario, Donkey Kong.
B-list is like Star Fox, Samus.
Star Fox, Samus. Those are even more popular than Animal Crossing.
I know. Okay, Animal Crossing can be C-list.
That's what I'm saying. But right now, like that's one of the things that's been bugging me.
I think Animal Crossing's A-list right now.
Like right now, yes, it's A-list. But in 6 months, nobody's going to be talking about it except me and my mom.
Yeah.
And a couple of my close friends that play it. Because...
Why does that bug you?
No, I'm not... Which part of it bug? Which part are you referring to?
I don't know. You just sound bugged by this.
I'm bugged that there are all these people... About it? No, I don't. I'd rather them forget about it. It's like when Pokemon Go came out and everybody was obsessed with Pokemon Go. The only people who still play Pokemon Go are the people who actually cared about Pokemon Go.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Or you can just like what you like at whatever level you want to like it at for however long you want to like it.
I know. I know, John. That's like your famous quote on this podcast that you took from a different one.
The Weekly Planet. Go check it out. It's pretty good. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's satire.
Yeah, now you're making fun of me.
No, I'm making a satire of you.
Oh, okay. John making a satire of me at the expense of what?
You.
Yep. There it is. I'm just trying to be nice, John. Just trying to clean up my act over here. You're just throwing shade.
If you're trying to clean up your act, don't start the podcast with a bad New Zealand accent and a bad dog pun.
Oof. Moving on. What else do we have? Do you have dog stories?
Do you have a dog story? You said you had one last week, yeah, and the then one, you remembered
here's
it.
Here's a dog story that I remembered. So my brother has got me into the show Rick and Morty. And it's been around for a while. Like, what, a couple of years?
Probably since 2014, 2015?
Yeah, something like that. I think maybe 2015. Yeah, that works. That sounds about right. But nobody told me this. My brothers all watch it, but nobody told me the second episode, season one, episode two of Rick and Morty, is a dog episode.
Wow.
Yeah. They have a dog, and they're just the worst to it.
The worst to it?
Well, their dad's like name is Jerry, and the dog comes in and just pees.
No.
And Jerry goes over. I'm just probably going to tell you a little bit about this episode.
Okay, just go for it.
And to tell the dog to stop. He like peeing takes the dog's face and rubs it in the pee on the carpet. He's like, don't do that. Don't do that. And then Rick and Morty about to go somewhere. He's like, wait. Is there something you can make that like makes this dog like listen to us? So he's like, okay, I guess. So he leaves and comes back with a helmet and he puts it on the dog. And now the dog will listen and can understand him. And he's like, roll over. So he does. And he's like, go to the bathroom. And he goes to the bathroom and flushes it. While the dog's walking around, he sees himself in the mirror, like in a reflection. And he sees he's got the helmet and he opens it and there's like four or five more batteries that he could put in. So the dog puts in those batteries and then fiddles with it. And then the dog comes out with a bionic suit.
What the frick?
He can speak like English. And the dog is just very mad at them. And they keep calling him like, I forgot what the name is, like Snuffles or Snookums, something weird.
Snookums.
Okay. And the dog's like, my name is Snowball because of my white fluffy fur. Like that is my name, not the name you gave me.
Freaking heck. That's.
But the first question he asks is, where are my balls?
That's pretty good. That's classic Rick and Morty.
Anyway, you gotta check out that episode. It's pretty funny. So
I really like that Pickle Rick episode.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone does, but what?
I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Oh, well, Pickle Rick. I've just seen it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Pickle Rick! Yep.
Yep.
I don't have a dog story.
Okay, chill.
Let me think.
Nope.
I don't have a dog story. Do you have dog news?
Nope.
Well, guess who has dog news?
Oh. Well, I guess we have dog news. Cue the dog news. Go ahead. This is when you say, welcome back to dog news.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know we were on. I don't have dog news.
Oh my gosh, you gotta stop doing this.
I didn't even think. I thought you'd fight me more. So I thought I'd roll with it.
Well, you just have your phone pulled out. It looks like you're scrolling through like a dog news thing.
Nope. I'm just getting our list lined up right now.
Oh, okay.
For the topic this week / award show.
Well, happy dog year anniversary.
The doggos. Bum, 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 bum. I don't know what that was. Yeah, we need to get Music Elijah or Elijah David Webb on. Making a commemorative dog music.
Yeah, let's do it.
By next dog year, for sure.
Arf, arf, arf. Arf.
This might be a shorter episode. Like I said, we didn't watch Air Bud 4 like we were gonna, but we're gonna freaking get to it next time. But we're gonna go through the best. We're gonna give out the awards for this dog year. All dog right. Year number 5.
All right, John, would you do the honors of telling us what the award is gonna be?
The that we're first doing? Category?
Yeah, the first category.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
Best human character. So, from 101 Dalmatians, we have Roger and or Anita Radcliffe.
I'm going to submit, yeah, that's good.
Or maybe...
just Roger.
Cruella?
No.
What? I mean, villain. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Roger and Anita. They're a package deal, Roger and Anita. Okay.
Because they're so pure.
Fox and the Hound, we got the old lady.
Okay.
Or Amos? Package deal. Old Lady and Amos.
Okay, very nice.
Lady and the Tramp. We got Jim Deere and Darling.
You skipped White Fang.
Okay, I'm not going in order. But White Fang, we got Ethan Hawke's character.
Yeah.
Is he a good character? Probably not because we can't remember his name. Spoiler. Okay, Lady and the Tramp, right? That's what's next. There's got Jim Deere and Darling.
They're a package
deal. Package deal.
Bolt.
We got Penny.
Yeah.
Yes. And from Penny. Scoob, I think
Shaggy.
Shaggy. I'm not going to count the whole mystery gang. Not a package deal, because they should be more friends with Shaggy.
Yeah. Or best human character, Blue Falcon.
Dick Dastardly?
Gross.
What? Blue Falcon?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's got a robot dog.
Yeah.
Played by Ken Jeong.
Okay, Shaggy will be.
Yeah, it's going to be Shaggy. Okay, let's start with worst human character actually first.
Oh.
Penny? Is it Penny?
Is it Penny? Let's think. Like, worst in... I hate Cruella de Vil.
I mean, no, but out of the categories that we've submitted...
Because we usually
as the definitive dog,
we hate the least favorite human character. We usually pick because we just hate them, because they were evil.
Oh, you're right. Bad. To submit for worst human character.
Yeah.
Well, last year we picked Mary for Santa Paws. Oh no, that's not true.
Last year, we probably.
Oh. Picked... What have I done?
What? You good?
I think I messed something up here. What the heck happened?
Please stand by for technical difficulties.
Ah, dang it. I should have brought my laptop.
Welcome back after that brief pause that literally didn't happen for you because you were listening.
Yeah.
I just paused the recording.
I had a mental breakdown.
We just got back. John is now John. His name's longer. He's had a prosthetic surgery. Anyway, welcome back. It's been
my pinky
a week
finger
since I paused it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been so long. How'd your surgery go?
That's not for another
week. In South Carolina right now. What?
Are you redefining bravery down there?
Spoiler, I'm going to South Carolina next week.
Spoiler. For those of you that keep up with John through his live Twitter.
My live.
His live tweets.
I'm going across the country. Anyways.
That sounds fun.
Yep.
Tell South Carolina I say hi.
Will do.
Okay, cool.
Anyways, worst human character.
Yeah.
You can submit Cruella de Vil, I guess, but I'm just going to, based on the list we just developed.
Yeah.
Might be Jim Deere and Darling. They don't really do anything.
They're like, but they did.
Is it the White Fang boy? He's not a bad person, but is he a good character? I don't remember him.
That's him. I agree. I don't even.
Unmemorable.
It's.
I liked him. He had good hair. Remember, we talked about the hair.
I do remember the hair.
He had Milo Ventimiglia hair.
Freaking
from
Milo.
From
I wish we could better get Milo in more dog movies or something.
He's just been in the one.
I know.
You know they get a dog in Gilmore Girls though.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Does Milo get a dog?
No.
Oh well then.
But he dates Rory, who gets a dog. The dog might have come later, actually. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Okay. That's like
let's start a podcast about Gilmore Girls. It's already been done.
Frick,
it's called
no.
Gilmore Guys.
No.
I started to listen to it and then I'm like, this is probably something you listen to while you watch the movie. Like while you watch the show. And I was already seasons in, so I was like, I'm not committing to this.
Anyway, I agree. White Fang Kid.
White Fang Kid.
He's the worst.
Should we look him up? Nah. Or do.
You're right. No, we're good.
Okay.
I don't care about him.
Best
much.
Character. Is it Shaggy?
I think it's Roger.
Oh yeah,
it's Roger. Like
his Roger
humor,
and Anita package
his
deal.
Music, just all of it. Like he's just a good, solid, optimistic, and also like he's got kind of a bad attitude toward Cruella, and that's awesome.
But it's a coy kind of fun attitude.
Very nice.
All right, I like it. Roger. We're giving up. Best goes to Roger and Anita.
Hi, thank you.
Radcliffe.
There they go.
Pongo. I'd like to thank Pongo.
I'd like to thank Pongo.
That's him. He's
and
here.
I'm going to name all 101 of the dogs.
Pongo.
Starting with you, Lucky.
Lucky.
You wouldn't have been in this mess if it weren't for you.
Stupid idiot dogs.
And
what?
We'll have a quick music number by me. Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil.
Great. I'm so glad he's here. I'm so glad we're doing this. Best and worst dog scene.
Okay, let's talk about some of these dog scenes.
Let's rank for best scenes. Let's say, okay, 101 Dalmatians. Or let's start, talk worst. What was maybe the worst scene in 101 Dalmatians?
You know,
it's all good, actually. Yeah, I can't think of a bad
scene. I don't even think 101 Dalmatians even qualifies for this worst scene.
Fox and the Hound, there's not a definitively really bad scene.
Yeah.
Neither with Lady and the Tramp.
Scoob, though.
What's a bad scene from Scoob?
A bad scene from Scoob.
I'd say Scoob and Fox and the Hound are on the same level for me.
Yeah? Okay, Bolt.
I'd rather watch Scoob than Fox and the Hound.
Really?
Yeah.
What about Bolt?
Bolt, I hate.
What's a bad scene from Bolt?
I don't like when they're in the fiery studio.
Yeah?
That annoys me.
What about...
the song?
I think in White Fang, the worst part, the worst scene in White Fang is when he goes back to the dog at the end. Like, we just allegedly had our hearts ripped out, and then...
Oh, after he White Fangs him.
After he White Fangs the White Fang, and then he goes back to him.
Okay, I think there should be a new award.
Yeah.
The White Fang Award goes to the best time some... Because it's happened every dog year so far, I think.
That what?
Someone gets White Fanged.
Oh.
A dog gets White Fanged.
Okay, the...
Or we only award it whenever it's present. And I think the inaugural award should be given to White Fang, of course.
Okay.
The inaugural White Fang wins the White Fang Award.
Okay, I like
it. We'll only bring it back if there's a White Fang. It's more of a commendation than an award.
White Fang, this will be the only award you get that's positive. Here you go. And it's more positive because it's not negative. That's why it's a positive award.
Bolt... I think Bolt and Scoob are the only real contenders for worst scene.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of... I mean, like I said, I don't care for most of Bolt. I don't like when they're filming the movie either, like at the beginning. I'm like,
yeah,
this doesn't make sense.
The part where he's in the trailer and the two cats just go and tease him. I never liked...
That's such a nothing scene.
That's such a weird, like, how do we get him out of his trailer and all the way to New York? How about we get these evil cats that come...
Oh, you don't like the inciting incident. Okay. I see. For Scoob... I don't think there were bad scenes in Scoob. It was just a nothing movie.
Yeah. How about just Bolt wins the bad scene award?
For the movie? Let's give it default when the film studio lights on fire.
Okay, well, default to that. I don't agree with that, but I couldn't think of one better.
You think it's a good scene? Or it's a nothing scene?
It's a nothing scene.
The whole movie's a nothing movie. I'm trying to think of scenes that really annoyed me this year, and there weren't a whole ton.
Yeah, it was all pretty mediocre.
Yep. All right, I guess Bolt wins by default.
All right.
Because it was the most mediocre.
Best scene.
Best scene? Okay, I want to submit in White Fang.
When he's White Fang?
No, when the cabin's on fire and they're just like under wet clothes and the guy starts to play the mouth harp.
Yeah,
that's the best scene in that movie.
Like, hey, that's a nice song.
That's She's Coming Around the Mountain.
Shut up. That one's good. Okay, that's a good
scene. I don't know if that wins, but that's the best scene in that movie.
I like that.
101 Dalmatians is probably... I like the whole beginning montage before when he's getting Roger and Anita together.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
I also like
Cruella DeVille.
Cruella DeVille when she comes in and he's like up there playing the piano.
Yeah, that's like the end of Act One, kind of. Yeah, that happens. Act One, we'll say that for best.
Okay.
Best scene could be Act One. Fox and the Hound. Sure,
not
is a
contender.
Lot of, sure is a lot of nothing in that movie.
The scene that could have been...
Maybe when they drop the fox off, when it's sad. Best scene? It's not the best, but it's like...
When your high school friend cried on the date?
Pretty funny.
No, I think I'm going to give it to that White Fang. I thought White Fang was going to win any awards.
Lady and the Tramp, Bella Notte, is probably the best scene in that movie.
True.
Scoob, the best scene... When they recreate the title sequence, I think is the best part of the movie.
Oh, that's good. I take my vote from White Fang.
I also like all the Blue Falcon stuff. Like, I like when they're on the ship and doing cool stuff on the ship.
I like on Scoob when they're, like, blaming the dude for not putting the balloons on time.
When did that happen?
There's just a dude. He's, like, off screen. He doesn't even get a voice, really. He's just, like... His one job is to push a button for the balloons to come down.
Oh, you're right. I do remember. Yeah. He's pretty good. And Bolt, best scene in Bolt, is it when they sing that song?
Yeah, probably.
This home belongs to you.
No, they don't sing that. They sing the, I thought I lost you.
No, I'm talking that montage though.
Oh, okay.
With that scene.
Yeah, that's fine. That's like the last scene.
Well, no, but they're traveling across the country. Oh, never mind.
Okay, never mind. The montage of them. Okay. Yeah,
when they're all friends.
That's good.
I don't like it, but that's the best scene in the movie.
Yeah. Well, what do you suggest wins, John?
I want to say 101 Dalmatians.
That's what I vote for.
Let's do it. Act one of 101 Dalmatians.
Boom, here you go.
It wins.
Glad you're already up here on the stage.
Act one, and here is a clip. My name is Pongo, and I'm just trying to get my master to fall in love. Not that dog, that dog's too fat. Not that dog, that dog's too skinny. Not that dog, that dog's too furry. Oh, no, no. That one looks just like me.
The next
like a weird racial.
The next award.
He's like judging races of dogs, pretty much. It's pretty weird. You don't get best word for being racist, Pongo. Sorry. I'm just kidding. Just kidding! We promised not to put politics in this show.
And then you did.
I know. I betrayed the ethos of the show. Worst time a dog messed up a room.
Let's think about it. Did we get a messed up room in 101 Dalmatians? Yes.
Did all the dogs mess up a house?
I think they came in muddy.
Oh, you're right. They're all sooty, I think.
Let's see. So they all came in muddy. And then
Fox and the Hound?
White Fang, did he wreck?
I think White Fang was just he wrecked some other dogs.
Dude, he wrecked their whole cabin, dude.
You're right.
Fox the Hound, I'm gonna pass. Lady the Tramp, pass. Bolt, he didn't wreck anything. Scoob didn't wreck anything either.
Did Lady ever wreck a house?
No. I mean, she chased the rat around.
I mean, Bolt, not Bolt, but the fake Bolt. Burned down an entire studio.
You know what? That's also true.
I think that wins.
That one Fake wins.
Bolt burns a studio down.
That'll be the worst wrecking.
Costing
of the house.
So many people like jobs.
Yes. Yes. I like it.
Burns down studio.
All right, what's the next one?
Best dog breed. So we've got a Dalmatian.
Okay, you got a Dalmatian.
We got a wolf. A hound. Oh, yeah, we've got a half wolf dog.
We hound. We have the Lady and the Tramp. Whatever they're called.
What's the hound's name? Rusty? Is that his name?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
No, Rusty's, I think maybe the Tramp. It's a Copper.
Copper. You're right. And then we got Lady, who is a...
Something or another.
And Tramp, who is a mutt.
A finger doodle.
Yep. Scoob is a Great Dane.
Bolt. What's Bolt?
Bolt's just a white thing.
Okay. And then you got Scooby-Doo.
I don't like Great Danes. They're too big and they scare me.
I'm going to say...
I don't even like Dalmatians, but...
That's the best one, though. Man. Or Bolt's breed is pretty cool. Whatever that is.
It's like what a fun dog. That's like what White Fang is.
White Fang's a wolf.
White Fang is half wolf, half dog.
I thought White Fang was just a wolf.
I remember there's the whole beginning of the movie setting up how, like... They kill a wolf or whatever, but the wolf had a baby with a dog. Do you remember that whole thing?
No, that's Call of the Wild.
No, that was the end of Call of the Wild.
Wait, is the end of Call of the Wild the beginning of White Fang?
No, I just remember one of the wolves get a hold of one of the sled dogs and then have a baby. And then I checked out for like a little bit. I got McDonald's while I talked to you.
I thought the wolf, hear me out.
White Fang is half dog, half wolf.
No way. I'm saying this because they were freaking out that there was a wolf in general for most of the movie.
I'm pretty sure it's half dog.
Because we saw the wolf, and the wolf just had a bunch of puppies.
I'm looking this up.
And when
up.
The mom didn't come back after it was shot, the little wolf pup just chased him around.
Teach their canine character. That could still mean wolf. The book also explores complex themes, including morality and redemption. Did you get that from the movie?
No.
What is the Netflix film? Did we talk about that? The story begins before the wolf-dog hybrid is born.
What the?
So it is a wolf-dog hybrid.
It's a wolf-dog hybrid? Maybe I wasn't paying enough attention.
None of us were.
All right. Well, what do you think, John? I think
for best breed, we can give it to Dalmatian. Yeah?
Yeah, I guess Dalmatian.
I mean,
that's good.
I like the cartoon Dalmatian.
They did good. Like, none of those Dalmatians did anything wrong.
Worst dog breed.
Worst dog breed. Wow.
I want to say Bolt, because what is it? It's a bad character design. I mean, I like the little bolt on its side, but it's just paint. Or die.
True.
Or it's Scooby. Scooby's like a demon from another... There's a game theory, a film theory about how Scooby-Doo's an alien.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I just...
Just because he's a talking dog? He's the only one that talks?
I don't know. I didn't watch the theory.
Or the worst dog breed is Kim Jong's...
Oh, the robot dog? Robot that dog's sick. I mean, it's not even a dog.
Here's what bugged me about that dog. He just like stuck his neck out really far all the time, like it was a 3D movie, and it wasn't.
Well, I guess if you had a sticky outy neck, you'd probably do it all the time.
Probably not.
You would.
Do turtles do it all the time?
You would.
Me?
Yeah, I feel like you just answer the door, like you'd be like, "What up?"
I couldn't answer the door with just my head, John, and no, my arms. No, you
use your mouth to
no, turn the doorknob. No, that's so gross.
Because your neck would be like Mr. Fantastic.
Nuh-uh, dude.
Yeah.
I would just use my hands. If I had a...
You probably wouldn't leave your room.
What?
Sadie would be like, "Hey, I need your help." And you'd be like all the way to where she is. You're like, "What's up?
What's up?"
You would do that.
No. And then she'd go...
Out of all the people I know, you would be the one to do that.
And she would be like...
Sadie, I don't know if you can hear, but you'll be hearing on this podcast. I want you to weigh in. She always sides with me.
Sadie would say... Sadie would be like, "No, Jake. Like, I need all of your help." And then I'd come all the rest of the way.
Like, and then your torso would follow first. It'd be like, and then your legs would be like, walk themselves to you.
Okay, that works. But no, John.
Yes, you would do that.
No, not my neck. That's just weird to me, dude. Because I feel like that's so vulnerable. That's like so much more head cutting off. Get your neck
chopped off.
Yeah. Imagine getting your neck cut.
Who's going to chop your head off in your house besides Sadie?
I'm saying, like,
she wouldn't.
An accidental door shut. What if I get my head stuck?
Well, in this cartoon universe, your neck would be fine, okay? This weird universe where your neck extends. It's like when Patrick, his eyes go into the house and they slam the door on his eyes. They're totally fine.
Even as a kid, that hurt.
He didn't even care. He was like, "You got a pretty nice place."
Yeah, and then his eyes, like, look different directions.
It's a great episode. Chocolate. Chocolate! Worst dog breed? Is it Bolt? Is it the Hound from Fox and the Hound?
I think it's John. John, you're the worst dog breed.
I am.
Okay.
Was there a dog in Lady and the Tramp that sucked? I think there was a
dog breed that bugged me this year.
I didn't like the Hound.
But he was a good boy, though.
I mean, Scooby-Doo did bug me, but it wasn't because of his breed.
I think we can pass on this one. I don't have the heart to give a
default Bolt.
Default the Bolt. Okay.
That's our default. Worst movie thus far.
All right.
Is it
Scoob?
I think Bolt's worse than Scoob.
No, White Fang.
I'd rather watch White Fang than Bolt. I'd rather watch.
But here's the thing. Bolt is good.
I don't think
Bolt is good to me. It's rewatchable.
I don't think it's good or rewatchable.
I did not like Scoob.
I think Scoob's better than Bolt. I think it's better than White Fang. I think it's better than Fox and the Hound.
What do you have against Bolt?
I don't like it at all. Go back and listen to the episode, Jake.
Okay.
I'll tell you about it.
That you'd rather watch
You can talk White about how Fang? The hamster is dang good.
You would literally rather watch White Fang over Bolt?
Yeah.
White
Fang's got that frontier charm and that scene.
What charm? It doesn't have the charm.
That frontier charm. It's like watching Swiss Family Robinson. It's that era, kind of.
Swiss Family Robinson.
You know, did you watch that Disney movie about Babe Ruth has a baseball and a bat, and the kid gets the baseball and the bat? Did you ever watch that Disney movie?
No.
That was around the time of Bolt, I think.
But that's funny that Swiss Family Robinson was like 1960, dude. This is like 30 years later.
Was it really?
We get White Fang. Yeah.
Frick, dude.
The Fang was 91.
Well,
I did not like White.
That's
Fang.
A testament to Swiss Family Robinson, or that's a mark against White Fang.
Yeah, I think it's both.
What?
It's both a testament and a mark against.
Okay. I don't like Bolt. I'm saying it's worst movie.
I can't say it's worst movie because John, we have to pick a movie that we both said doggone it.
Did we have a movie where we both said doggone it?
And White Fang.
Now I'm willing to risk a coin flip.
To risk a coin flip?
Yeah.
To decide which one is the worst dog.
So you're saying White Fang, I'm saying Bolt.
Yeah.
Bolt is heads.
Bolt is heads. You're already calling it. All right. Yeah. Let me go grab the Pokey coin.
Use your dumb magic coin that always gets heads. And now it's going to get tails. Because you have the will of the force or something.
You just don't like it because I beat you at Pokemon every time you play.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
Oh my gosh. Your attitude is killing me. All right, heads is for bolts is the worst.
And you flip it on this chair. And
tails. All right,
you're gonna hear the clanging.
We're gonna get a nice ASMR Pokecoin flip. Looks like the worst movie. It's White Tails. Fang. It's White Fang.
Okay, fine.
All right. Now,
best movie?
What's the best movie?
101 Dalmatians?
Yes.
I mean, I think that's the best one we watched.
That one's so good. It's visually stunning. The music is entertaining. The plot is actually coherent. Doesn't spend too much time in one place.
I think it spends maybe too much time when they're like, we're trapped in the place and we're going through the woods and on the water.
Okay, they're going through the woods. That was too much time, but that was the entire movie of White Fang.
You're right. White Fang's so weird and disjointed. It's like, you leave the room for a minute and you come back, you're like, what the heck? I was like, who's this guy? And now there's dogfighting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you leave and you come back, like, now Bolt's not a Bolt. Now White Fang is fighting a bear.
You're right.
All the outdoor movies include a bear fight.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Best movie, 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Worst dog.
Worst
Scooby?
Dog?
Scooby's not bad. He annoyed me the most, maybe. No, Bolt annoyed me more than anything.
What was Dr. Diff? What was his dog?
Dastardly's dog?
What was Dick Dastardly's dog?
I don't know. I don't think he's a nothing character.
Okay.
I think Bolt annoyed me more than any dog in this list.
You know, Bolt is a...
And John Travolta is not a good choice here.
Like, why did they go with John Travolta?
I don't know. Stunt casting?
Why are the animals talking? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just asking too many questions.
I think it's Bolt. If you're not going to give him for worst movie. Let me look
at the list.
Let me
double check it.
Pongo and Perdita.
Those guys are great. And then Copper's great. Lady the Tramp, they're great. You're right. Bolt's the worst.
Yeah. I'd rather have a wolf dog than Bolt.
Yeah.
A wolf dog that's competent, that can fight bears and kill other dogs, than a dog that thinks he's Crypto, but with less powers.
Do you mean zero powers?
Well, I mean, Bolt thinks he's like a superhero, but the superhero he thinks he is has less powers than than Crypto.
Okay. Well, Bolt is the worst dog.
Okay. The best dog? The one I would want to own White Fang.
You'd want to own White Fang?
After he's trained and likes me.
After he's trained and likes you? Dude, that's a lot of pain. Let's see. Scooby-Doo? He's a pretty good dog.
He's... You creep me out. Lucky. It was annoying.
Lucky.
Who's Lucky again?
Lucky's the dog that died in 101 Dalmatians. They brought back to life. That's why his name's Lucky.
I think Pongo. I like Pongo's personality
Pongo's
the most.
Pongo's pretty cool too. I love Pongo.
Pongo and Perdita. They're like a cute couple, but they're dogs.
I say Pongo's the best.
I like White Fang. White Fang would kill Pongo.
Yeah.
But that's like, would Wolverine kill Professor X? Okay. No, it's like... Who's the most, like, gentleman? Like, Pongo's like Alfred, and White Fang's like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Wolverine would kill Alfred.
But here's the thing. Alfred, right? He's got an entourage that'll protect him. Pongo, you gotta go through...
Pulling them out of their entourage.
Pongo has 100 other Dalmatians that would fight. And how many of those Dalmatians do you think White Fang would go through before he loses?
Wait, if they're... I'm saying they're all still babies.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think he could...
Pongo and Perdita are two adult Dalmatians, again.
Surrounded by 100 Dalmatians. Surrounded by 99 Dalmatians.
Dalmatian pups against one White Fang.
I think a lot of the pups wouldn't even know what was going on before they died.
A lot of them would. You're right. But these pups work hard. They know how to hide. They have a covert, like stealth skills. They can cover up, not look like Dalmatians. They're smart. They follow directions.
But if we're talking football field scenario.
Yeah, football field scenario. They wouldn't have to, but I'm saying they're smart enough to do that.
They can't. What are they camouflaging with? There's no suit.
I know. I'm saying they're smart enough to do that. So what I'm saying is...
How could they on a football field?
I'm not saying they would. I'm saying they're smart enough to, which is why these dogs would know that this is their enemy and they should attack him. They wouldn't not know what's going on.
They don't even have teeth yet.
Yes, they do. They have teeth,
but he's a wolf.
I know.
He's got sharp teeth.
But this wolf has to go through 99 puppies and 2 adult Dalmatians.
That's like 99 babies and 2 adults that are younger than me. So like 19-year-olds. 2 19-year-olds and 99 babies that can walk.
And bite and run.
Against me.
Yeah.
I mean, they could pile me.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through this because that means I'd be killing babies. But...
Well, I'm talking about this Dalmatian scenario. I think
also White Fang's very smart. I think he's smarter than the Dalmatians.
Yeah, I think that it'd be a fair fight. I think it'd be.
I think White Fang wins.
I think that.
I don't know why you threw the entourage in.
Well, it's because
we're talking just Pongo versus White Fang. White Fang wins.
White Fang doesn't. If it's just Pongo versus White Fang, yes. Yes, that makes sense.
This doesn't. I think White Fang could still go through the 99 Dalmatians.
I do not think
he could go through the 99 Dalmatians. And that's fine. You're not giving me any evidence that makes me believe the other way.
I'm saying, and 2 adult Dalmatians. He's distracted. That's 2 other dogs attacking. Remember when King Kong had to fight 3 T-Rexes at a time? That was pretty cool.
I didn't see it. That one.
Oh, really?
I just saw Kong Skull Island.
But it's like the... It's like ages ago, we talked about the land piranhas with the chihuahuas, an army of chihuahuas.
I don't know. And White Fang's tough, though.
Yeah, he's tough. He's been through dogfights. He lost a dogfight against a lockjaw, whatever they're called.
I think peak of his powers.
Yeah, peak of his powers.
I think White Fang would win.
If it's one-on-one, yes, White Fang, hands down. But I'd
also feel like he just dodge the, like he just like it'd be like Call of Duty Zombies. He just like he'd get the like the Dalmatians lined up and then go for Pongo or something. He could take Pongo out in one, like Dalmatians are skinny. He could probably break his neck in one bite.
Did they fight a Dalmatian in White Fang?
why would the Dalmatian be in a dogfight?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't think so.
Because there were lots of dog fights in White Fang.
I think it was mostly dogs that you'd normally see in a dog fight, like a pit bull.
Makes sense.
Except it did look like Buck was in
there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, that was just on the streets, though. Just attacked a dog on the streets. That wasn't during a dog fight.
Interesting.
I think Pongo's the best dog. I'm just saying White Fang would kill every dog on this list. Except maybe Scooby-Doo, who adheres to comic book, like to cartoon physics.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo does adhere to cartoon physics. What about Copper? He's a hunting dog. He's probably dealt with wolves.
I think a wolf beats a dog in almost every scenario.
But remember, White Fang isn't a full wolf. We went over you're the one that taught me that.
Whatever.
He's half dog.
It's like it's like Superboy versus a human.
Superboy versus a human. Okay, can the human be Batman?
No, what? That's not... That'd be like Ace the Bat-Hound versus Crypto. Crypto anyway. Would win.
All right. Well, White Fang gets best dog?
No, Pongo gets best
dog. Pongo gets best dog. Good. You almost just ran a fast one by me.
What? Oh, yeah, I could have.
Yeah, you could have snuck it by me. Anyway, yeah, Pongo's best
White
dog.
White Fang, I wish you were better.
Pongo, the goodest boy. Awesome.
Yeah, Pongo's the best. Well.
Any more awards?
Cool. I think Bolt swept all the worst awards because that was our default for the most part.
Yeah,
because
it was.
I don't know how it didn't get worst movie.
Because
Bolt's, the coin flip.
Because the coin flip and because I gave Bolt a hot dog.
Fine. But 101 Dalmatians won every single good.
Wow.
Yep.
And that was the first one we watched this year.
Which Togo did last couple times ago.
Togo is so good. So, there is one more award.
There's the White Fang Award?
We did do the White Fang Award.
What are you doing?
I'm making it.
You drawn a picture or something? You gonna make me read it? Steve Harvey style?
There it is, John. You win the award this year.
Best co-host?
The best co-host award for your admirable co-hosting skills.
Admirable?
Yep. Admirable.
Admiral. I'm an admiral now?
Admirable co-hosting skills of the Canine Critique podcast.
I'm so honored.
You win.
Can I give a speech?
Yeah, speech. Speech.
I never ever thought I'd make it here to this level of admiralness. I love it, and I just want to thank my parents, and I want to thank my best other co-host, Elijah David Webb. We're starting a podcast together. I'm just kidding.
Oh, dude, that'd probably be better than this one.
Honestly. Jake, you know what? I want to award you with this best co-host award.
No, I can't. There's only one person that gave the best co-host award. It's you, John.
Oh.
You won it. You won it. You're the best co-host for Dog Year 5.
I'm not the best co-host? It feels weird, if I'm honest. But here, I'll do you one better.
Oh, no.
Here's the best host award.
Oh
my gosh.
No way.
Best host of the two of us.
I don't.
See, I'm good at just riffing on whatever you're doing. But without your loose structure, without all the times that you edit and put in the stuff, and all the times, yeah, best host. Even better than best co-host.
It's
for those who didn't see, I scribbled out the co part on the piece of paper he wrote for me.
Well, that's very tender.
You can put it up on the wall next to the other drawings that you don't put up on the wall that I gave you.
Unfortunately, that wasn't a real award that you could have given out. So,
what?
Just kidding. What do you want from me?
$1 million. We've discussed this.
Oh, do you think I have $1 million to give?
I'd never know.
You would. You would know.
Maybe you're just a loose unit living out of this apartment, like sitting on your millions of dollars.
Thanks for listening to K&I
Critique. It's all the podcasting money, isn't it? That's where it's gone.
Dude, speaking of podcasting money, you can support the podcast with the link in the description. That'll go to a real co-host award that I can give to John.
Yes. Cash money, $1 million.
What was I going to say? Well, yeah.
We're taking a break.
Yeah, we're taking a break. John's fed up with everything I do.
No, I'm going to South Carolina and you're having surgery.
Yep. And you think we
sugary.
Could just record through
you ever read surgery Zoom? Like that by accident?
I probably could edit something. We'll see how I'm feeling.
Yeah,
but if you see an episode in a week from now, that means I was feeling like posting something. But if you don't see one till June 15th, that was the plan. So
okay.
Yeah.
Well, wish me luck as I drive across the country.
You're driving across the country?
Yes.
You should make it a vlog.
No.
Okay, we do one of two things. I need you to listen to one song and repeat the whole way. I'll give you two options.
Okay.
Option number one, there ain't no home like the one you got.
Ugh.
Or 500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
I love that song. That's definitely that song.
On repeat, the whole way.
I was thinking Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root. That song's great.
Yeah.
The Ice Age song.
Is it 500 Miles by the Proclaimers?
I mean, that one hit wonder of a song?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I do like it. I like their Scottish accents.
They're pretty good.
Moyles.
Da 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 da.
Da da da.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. It's a good song.
Oh, for the 4th of July, I went to the Heber City like fair, like farmer's market party or whatever. And they had this band get up and they're like 50-year-old dudes. It looks like 40 to 50-year-old dudes. They played Heathens.
Heathens. Okay.
It was awful. It sucked. But I'm like, I was waiting because there's the part where Tyler Joseph's like, watch it. And then it's like, it drops.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I turn to my friends. I'm like, if they say watch it, if they commit to saying watch it, this is good. They're the best band ever. They didn't. Cowards. Aww, but they cowards. Did play that song, and it also was not good. They played 500 Miles.
Oh, man. Well,
wish Jake luck on his surgery.
Wish John
He won't luck. Be sitting down for a while, because you know what that means. Just kidding. He's not getting any weird butt surgery.
What happened was I was on the Sand Mountain, and I was sledding, and I fell and broke my butt. After this surgery, if something like this happens again, I'm going to get the iron butt. Nobody wants that.
Is that from, that's from SpongeBob, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The iron butt. There's a dude who's like, it itches. And then it cuts away.
It itches.
That's right. Yeah, that's so good. So, that show is so good.
Are you keeping your condition a secret?
Oh my!
Are you gonna cut this out now? Just a hernia, but not like a groin hernia, like a stomach hernia, right? No,
it's a groin hernia,
but it's not like a.
Okay. Anyway, thanks for the details. Enjoy.
Okay, you didn't have to say anything.
Yeah, that's fine.
But there's two different types. Okay, I'm not gonna go into it
for me.
I'm not gonna go into it.
Okay.
But I think you have the more common type. That's not like. Whatever.
We'll talk about
it. I'm not gonna go
into this. After I hit stop, go check out Elijah David Webb. Make sure you vote.
Yes, he did the themes. Page.
He does our themes. He also is John's best friend, and
it's true.
He doesn't reply to any of my Instagram
posts. Not my oldest friend. That's Zach.
Zach, he also listens now when John would rather have a podcast with him too. So Zach, hit him up.
Certainly not my most annoying friend. That is.
That's me. That's Jake.
No.
John just pointed at me and said that. It's true.
I was pointing to your imaginary friend, Trice.
No, shut up about Trice. I hate you so much. Anyway, this has been
Canine. No, you can find us on Facebook, Dog Instagram,
episode
Twitter.
Episode 5, year hey. 5.
Hey, I saw a Facebook post. I don't know who posted it.
I did.
Way to go, because I wasn't gonna.
Yeah.
But a lot of people liked it. I was surprised.
Like, it reached like over 50 people just...
mine never reached 50 people. What did you do? It's Scoob. Scoob's the hot buzzword.
Like 25 or 30 people.
Well, Scoob's that. It's like you probably hashtag Scoobed or whatever.
No.
Hashtag Scoob.
I don't know if I hashtagged it. But what's interesting is Scoob was a hot commodity of an episode. Lots of people saw it and they listened.
Wow. If only more dog movies came out.
Yeah, which is why when we start another podcast... that we'll watch a canine, we'll add to Canine Critique when a new movie comes out.
Every now and then.
That's the only time. So be sure to follow
our podcast. Until we just forget about it.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, catch you in the doghouse next week.
Not time. Really, and then a couple weeks. Catch you in the doghouse then.
Yes, for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. We're coming back on
June 15th.
June 15th. Expect us then. No sooner, no later.
Bye.
Bye.